was a hell of a scrape. I'm amazed that we managed to get out of there without getting geeked. How'd you hold up? You, new one. Oh, shit. You got hit. Yes, you did. You're all the same, you hackers. Fine, Decker. You jack in and you don't notice anything that's happening around you in meat space. Speaking of meat, look how much of it you lost. Not to mention your gravy on the floor there. Come on. Up you go. We gotta get you somewhere else. Yes. You need medical attention. There's no two ways about it. Thankfully, there's a clinic that's not that far from here, and we seem to have already rid the streets of its corporate influence. There's not a lot that goes on around here, but apparently we caused a hell of a stir. Make an impression when you're trying to steal that key, I guess. Come on. You can get there. Stay with me. Stay awake. I know you're not jacked into a terminal, but I'm certain that you can stay in the real world for a minute. Come on. I'm gonna need you. You've got to realize when you're getting hurt. I'm not going to be able to take care of you 24/7. You know that, right? I'm going to be locked into a fight with somebody else while you're typing away on a keyboard. You need to have the wherewithal to grab a knife from your satchel or your boot or wherever you're going to keep it and stab the person that's trying to kill you. Or maybe you should learn to cast some spells. That would also be useful. Certainly some magic wouldn't hurt our chances. Not a lot. Unfortunately, I've got a lot of cyber gear, so I can't cast a lot of magic. Not anymore. Well, I was considered something of a prodigy, but I didn't think the magic was useful. At least not in the form that I understood it. Speaking of magic, this doctor's gonna fix you up. There we go. Doc! There he comes. Alright. I'm gonna pay this man. He doesn't speak the language. He's gonna fix you up. Alright, but you can't ask any questions. You're gonna feel like screaming a couple times, and you have to not. Otherwise, people are going to come knock and it's going to be trouble. That's not going to be those corporate phonies either. It's going to be people who really want you dead because this clinic is a safe haven. And any noise you make might endanger that. That's why if anything's got to get amputated, he does it with a saw. No power tools here. Look at me. You can hold my hand if you want. I doubt it's going to help, though. You should put your hands over your mouth instead. That's a pretty nasty hole. And some pretty unpleasant things are going to go in it to close it. And I don't think those stitches are too comfortable looking. Hey. Money? Leg. Good? Alright. He's gonna start work now. You need to be quiet. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to rip my sleeve off and stuff it in your mouth. It's not pleasant, but it's the price of doing business. It's the price of what we do, what you signed up for. You're new to this. I get that. But really, be fucking quiet. Oh, that's gotta hurt like a bitch. That's all right. You're gonna be okay. This is all part of the game. the game that you wanted to play. So, get used to it. Things are going to be like this for a long time. You're going to be naive. You're going to get hurt. You're not going to notice. And I'm going to have to take you to Shady back out. Oh, he does understand a little bit of English. Not Shady. Very qualified, excellent doctors in back alleys to get you better. But you've got to respect the code. You can't out any of these clinics. If some corporate goon has a gun to your head and asks you where this is, you say, what clinic? You don't know. It's extremely important that we do this. We're all underground, and the only way the underground stays how it is that the corporate world doesn't know how to navigate it. No maps. No directions. This is why things are so obscure on the forum. I remember when you asked. It was kind of funny. I'm not very good with computers, obviously, but I can type a message or two, check the forums. You aren't kidding in those messages on there. You really are about as green as they come. And if you don't let him pour this stuff in that hole in your leg, then it's going to get even greener than you are. This is going to hurt like hell. I'm going to put my hand over your mouth. Actually, I think I'm going to put this cloth over your mouth so that you can bite that instead of me when you feel like screaming. It hurts. I would know. Wouldn't I, Doc? More than a couple of those scrapes over here for me. Get ready. Clench. All right, calm. Stay calm. Come on, you gotta take your mind other places. A beach. Somewhere before all of this happened. Somewhere that's quiet, peaceful. Not a dump. Sorry, Doc. Keep your mind there. It's going to keep hurting for a while. But the pain feels kind of good, doesn't it? That's why I'm in the line of work that I am. Became a bit of a pain junkie. Putting on all this armor was kind of like getting tattoos. I get pleasure from the pain that's inflicted on me. I really enjoyed the arm. Such a good prosthetic. Hooks up to every nerve. God damn, you can feel that shoot through you every fucking time. Maybe you're not like that, though. That's all right. The worst of it's over now. Well, he's still going to have to put some pressure on that. I imagine he's still going to need a tourniquet. He's nodding. You're going to be okay. Hacker be damned, you might live today. Our mission continues. Do not say it. He doesn't know about it. And he's not as loyal to us as we have to be to him. Don't look at me like that. You know that's true. We're here to protect him more than he's here to protect us. He's a good guy and a great doctor. But they're going to do what they need to save themselves because they save other people. It makes sense. It's just math. It's a cynical world, but you and I need to keep that plan to ourselves for now. We're going to get a crew. A full crew. It's not going to be long. But I doubt you can walk yet. So, up you go again. We're out, Doc. Thanks. We're going to go back there and sit in that hideout. I'm going to need to get something to clean up all that fucking blood that's in there. Yeah, it is nauseating. Even for me, it's a lot. I recommend breathing through your mouth for a while, because it's not going away, not for a bit. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to find materials to clean this up. I think I have some bleach, but I don't have a mop. Well, I didn't expect them to break into our headquarters. I'm not exactly sure how they knew where we were. But you're the hacker, Decker. You tell me. How could they have found us? This is a question that is not hypothetical. I would actually like the answer to this one. But if you're game, I have an interesting way to use the information that they almost certainly tracked us through that. What do you say you did whatever it is that got them on our tail again? This time, we might be a little more prepared.